Thursday's Shir. Siman Ein Aleph. Ovel Vaoskim B'meis Plurim Mikriyas Shema. We continue the discussion of people who are exempt from mitzvahs Kriyas Shema. Mishe Meis Lemeis. Somebody who has got a close relative who is Nifta. The close relatives, Mishnah Berurah points out, the seven Krovim, Shulchayev, Shem Shiva Krovim, of Voem, mother and father. Ben, son, Uvas, daughter, Ach, brother, Vachois, and his sister, Veishtoy, and his wife, the seven Krovim. So somebody's got Nebuch, a close relative who is Nifta. Shulchayev, Lis Abedolov, is obligated to mourn for them. Afilu einoi mutel olav lekavoy. Even if he's not on him to bury them. So we know that the closest relative has got the obligation to bury the nifta, even if it's not the closest one. The Mishnah points out, could go in shemesu achoisoy hanesu lebal, such as a sister, a married sister. Then the husband is obligated to see to the kvura. And the siblings of the nifteres, it's not on them. Because the husband has to see to it all. So even in that instance, that you're not obligated to see to the kvura, but you are a close relative, taloch is potum kiyashma, exempt from kiyashma with filler from davening. The Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkot and Gimel, im koro eino yotze. In fact, if you did read in that situation, you are an oinen. You did read your noyotze anyway, but and there's afterwards. We'll see later after burial if there is time. You should say Shema then under some circumstances. If you did read at the early stage where you were potu, you actually would have to read later again if you can, because you're exempt and you're not yotze at that stage. The Mishnah Berurah over here in Sifkot and Dalet goes into details of what actually is an oinein. Allowed and what is not allowed to do. So the basic rule we all know is that any mitzvahs, positive mitzvahs, oinen does not do, but any averos or any negative things that they must still keep. So Mishnah Berurah points out just in brief of in Sifkot and Dalet mit filim mit kafchem mikol habrachas, you're exempt from brachas too. Vafilu bekes nanen, even bekes nanen. Mikol mitzvahs amuras b'Torah, and any positive mitzvah that written in the Torah, they don't have to. They don't keep. If he wants to eat, he's hungry, he wants to eat. He wants to eat bread. After in a tzorich levorech hamotzi, he doesn't have to wash. Hamotzi mikol mokum nevertheless. Excuse me. After in a tzorich levorech hamotzi, although he don't make a bracha of hamotzi, mikol mokum nevertheless tzorich little yadov. You need to wash your hands. Levorech alantile, don't make a bracha on the netzile. Because again, this is an interesting case of the positive, which means the bracha, you don't do. But the negative, which means the eating with washing hands, you're not allowed to eat without having washed your hands, that still applies. So therefore you have to wash your hands, you don't make a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah goes into the details if there's a Chevah Kedisha. And the halachas then are different. That if the Chevah Kedisha takes responsibility of the actual burial, then the halachas are different. But nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah does say that it doesn't, halacha lemaaseh, may not make so much of a difference, because the close family still need to attend to for their spadim and to ensure that he's really ensured that he's buried in the appropriate place, etc. Therefore, the patur still does apply. So although there would have been a reason to say that the Chevah Kedisha takes the obligation and therefore there's a chiyuv, nevertheless, halacha lemaaseh, that since the family still takes an important role at that stage, the patur mentioned in Shulchan Aruch still applies. The Mishnah Berurah here goes in great detail. We shall not see all inside. The Mishnah Berurah, which brachas an oinen does and does not say, and which one does he? Very importantly, though, the Mishnah Berurah at the very end does point out. Let me read this inside. The last three lines of Sifkot and Dalet. V'hana mili imo yumeisu mutl lefonav meisas cholas achiyu vatfile adash lamazman. Everything that is being discussed over here is if the mace was from the time that there was a chiyuv to daven until the very end. Throughout the entire period that one could daven, he was nifta. Kigon she mace mutl lefonim alois hashachar, if the nifta was before him from alois hashachar, ve'epnei mizrach adach chatzois. So there was this state of aninus was from alois hashachar until after chatzois. Avli mace le'acha shekvah yischil chiyuv olov. But if he was only nifta after the zman of tefillah had started, so he was only nifta mid morning. But even if he wasn't buried until after chatzos, there is an obligation of doing tashlumin. Of course, he can't daven b'shas ma'aseh because he's an oinin, but after mincha, he has an obligation of being tashlumin, of making up the missed tefillah. The hoil, since v'chol alav chiyuv mitchilas eis shebo b'zman tefillah, since there was an obligation at one point to daven, so he missed that opportunity because he was an oinin, he will have to make tashlumin, make up for that tefillah which he missed. Afu pi shol yoyshus ligmor tefillah mikol mokim kevin shechal alav chiyuv chayv lahashlim achkach tefillah b'zman mincha. Yeah, right. So he will have to make up for that because at one point there wasn't a chiyuv. Okay, continues the Shulchan Aruch. Let me start again from Sif Aleph, from the beginning of Sif Aleph. Misha meis lo meis, if somebody has a close nifta, a close relative with nifta, shul chayv lisabed alav, is chayv to mourn him. Afilo in mutl alav, the kavur, even if he's not the one obligated to bury that individual, potu mikiyashma, is exempt from kiyashma, mitfila from shmoyne eser as well. Vafilo imroitzi la'achmer ala atzmo, even if he wants to be stringent on himself, and to daven and to recite shma, eni reshai, he's not allowed to do so. He's not allowed to be stringent, he's not allowed to be machmer himself, every chumra in its right time. But if there were people who were busy on his behalf to bury the person on his behalf, and he wants to be machmir alatzma on himself, we don't protest. So if there are people who are busy doing it, and his lack of involvement doesn't take away anything from the nifta, then if he wants to say Shema, he's allowed to do so. The Mishneh Berurah brings that even that is questionable. Mishneh Berurah says, "Kotn vav bishvul perish tafilim mutal al v'kavoy rak sheish loy bnei adam achirim shes asku bishvul." If the others want to do it for him, v'roitzel achmel achmel wants to be machmel himself, and we don't protest. So das haravio. This is the quoted opinion that we just discussed. Now that is the ravio. For kotzav reshal, but the mashal says in the shuvah she'achshu ne'agu karavio, we don't pass on the ravio. In other words, the Mishneh Berurah says that nowadays, even somebody who, even if there is a Chavah Kedisha, or there are people who are helping and supporting with regards to the burial of the Nifta, even if everything is in place, and the Oinin wants to say Shema, we said, you're not allowed, we don't protest, and he's allowed to do so. Since that's not the halacha, says the Mishneh Berurah, and in fact we do protest, and we don't allow him to say Shema, because he's an Oinin now, and he's not meant to say Shema, and he's not meant to daven. Save base. What is that all referring to? When everything that we said until now, that an oinein is part of them called a mitzvah, b'chol, that's with regards to weekdays. Aval b'Shabbos, but on Shabbos, chayv kol hayoyim, is obligated the entire day, ad ha'erev, until nacht, imachshich al atchum, esasek b'tzoki kvura. If he goes outside the tchum, to do the burial. If he doesn't have to go past the tchum, he's also obligated by night. For Yom Tov Sheni, and the second day Yom Tov, Dinu Kichol is like a weekday. For Yom Tov Rishon, and the first day Yom Tov, Imroi Tzele Kovroi Boi Biyoim, Aladav Di Kichovim, Dinu Kichol. If a person wants to bury a nifta on the first day through Goyim, it's like a week, he's allowed to do so. And if he doesn't want to bury somebody on the first day, Shabbos, it's like on Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us here that if a person has a kind of need is the word. If a person is, if the burial is taking place just after Shabbos outside the Tchum, so just before Nacht, prior to, so in the evening on Shabbos afternoon, he is allowed to get busy with regards to the burial. So again, Shulchan Aruch says that we said that an oinin is potter mikol mitzvah, says the Shulchan Aruch, this is all with regards to choil. However, on Shabbos, Shabbos is obligated on Shema and Tfele like any other person as well. Nah, but here it depends. It is really literally the entire Shabbos that he says Shema and Davens like everybody else. If there's no other commitments as far as after Nacht is, then it's fine. He says Shema and feel like everybody else. However, if he has straight away after Nacht, there is commitments and obligations and his machshich al atchum, then actually on Shabbos afternoon, he'll have to, he's back on again, on duty again, as it were, and he's exempt from Shema and Tefillah. There's an interesting Tazi in Sifkot Niyud, in Mishneh Berurah says, in fact, let me start with Sifkot Tes. Sifkot Tes, Atchum V'uadin B'mokim Shetzorich Lo'yishiv Gaboyim Lacha Mincha. Similarly, also if a person is in that particular place, they need to arrange for gaboim after mincha lahashvois bad mokum kvura to sort out and make all the arrangements for the burial place. Holasik b'shotza kameisu, to get busy with all the other arrangements for the nifter. So after mincha on Shabbos, you're back to oisik b'mitzvah, you're back to oin, back to the stage of an oinain, as it were, that you are potter from all the mitzvahs. So it all depends on that. Are you busy straight after mincha, straight getting ready for Motzei Shabbos, or not? So it boils down to that. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Niyud brings a very fascinating taz. Enamach shekasav taz nigali kimin sheyesh olav chiyuv beisahi, says that since he's got an obligation at that stage already, yesh lalikos ki hashma shel arvus bo'od yoyim, he actually needs to say shema of Motzei Shabbos, let's call it Motzei Shabbos Ma'ariv, we need to say that Shema earlier, on Shabbos afternoon. Afal pi, she'ein ha'kol karen ki ha'shema elo b'laylo, although generally, the community will only say Shema by Nacht. Mikol mokim, nevertheless, zeh, this person, she'e potu b'laylo, he is exempt by night, lo yivatel menu el ma'achu shemaim. He should still say Shema before. So although it's true that he is going to become, imagine a general oinein. He's going to bury his nifter straight on Motzei Shabbos. And he's going to be on Motzei Shabbos. He's going to be an oinein. He was not allowed to say Shema. Says the Mishneh Berurah in the name of the Taz, you know what? It's true, but he knows it. It's Shabbos afternoon now. He knows he's going to be exempt from saying Shema on Motzei Shabbos. So let him say Shema now. It's true, the Kehle is only going to daven Maariv by Nacht. But let him be a bit wiser than that and say Shema earlier. Let him be mekav malchus shemaim. Avon Morgan Avom Siv Kotten Gevon Mashma Dayim Tzoy Vekin. Morgan Avom seems to disagree. V'chein Kosev Eli Rabbe Toliko Ki Hashma Bochus Mibodoyim. Teli Rabbe also disagrees that he shouldn't do so. V'kol Shken Shulei Spalt V'la Shmonesa, he shouldn't say Shema, he shouldn't say Birka Shema, he shouldn't say Ma'ariv. V'nire Diyikre Ki Hashma B'loi Bochus V'motzei Shabbos V'yichal B'loi Avdole V'loi Spalel. Mishneh Berurah paskens that it seems that what the right thing to do is that he should say Shema without Bochus, and on Motzei Shabbos should eat without Avdole, and he shouldn't daven. Right, and of course, after the burial, Yavdil should make Avdolah, Afula, Adyom, Shlish until Tuesday. Avdolah, this Tashlimin to Avdolah, he could do Avdolah until Tuesday. Right, okay. Hameshamer is Ameis, Shmira, the people who guard the Nifta before burial. Somebody, any person doing Shmira, even if it's not his own relative, Potu is exempt from saying Shema. Mishneh Berurah adds, Sifkot Niyud Beis Potu, Mikriyas Shema v'Tefillah Kol HaMitzvah. This applies to any mitzvah, he's Oisik b'Mitzvah. Mipnei Shehu Oisik b'Mitzvah, he's exempt from Shema, Tefillah, any other mitzvah, he's guarding the nifter. Sheshoimru min achborim, he guards him for mice. Vafilu besfinen, even on a boat. Chashinu l'achborim, we're always concerned about mice. So there is a shmira, and shmira is a mace. It's very, very, very chosh v'mitzvah. And he's exempt from any, he's a osip ha-mitzvah, potter, and a mitzvah is exempt from any mitzvahs. Ve'einu reshai oz l'achmir alatz, he's not allowed to be stringent on himself. Vafilu yoyshev chus la'ab ha-mas, even if he thinks that he's distant from the mace, he's more than 4 hours away, I can say Shema. he's not allowed to do so. He's always a mitzvah, potter a mitzvah. Seif Dalet. It was two people who were guarding the nifter. Zeh meshameh vezeh koyeh. The two people who were shomer, the nifter, two people guarding the nifter. So zeh meshameh, one should guard vezeh koyeh, the other one should go out and read shema. Ve'achakach, and after that, meshameh zeh vekoyeh zeh, they should take turns. Ha'choyfer sifhei. Ha'choyfer keval ha'meis. Somebody digging for the mace. Potu, he is exempt. Mishnah Berurah says, Sifkot Yud Gimel, Potu afilu b'shas nuchoy me'at, even afilu b'shas at the time nuchoy me'at, if he takes a little break. Shegam oz, that even then, nikru adayin oisik b'mitzvah, is still considered oisik b'mitzvah, shaledei zeh, that through that, yischazei koichoy, he'll gain strength, lachsoy to return v'lachpo and dig further. So, person digging for the nifter, he is oisik b'mitzvah, and the Mishnah Berurah adds, even whilst having a little break, because having a break means having a break and not saying Shema. He needs that koyach to dig properly. Seivav, or Yishnaim, or Yoyse, choyfrim, if there was two people or more digging, kolat zrichim letzorki achafir bevas achas pturin, all the people are necessary for the digging, apoto. Vimyesh, nesofim, if they spare people, who are not necessarily needed for the digging, nishmotim, they can go away, v'korin, and they reach Shema, v'chosrin elu, and they return, umisaskin, and they get busy, v'acherim, and the other ones, nishmotim, they go out, they go away, v'korin, and reach. They take turns, in other words. A few people digging, others go out, say Shema, and then they, vice versa. Ein b'yoridesim and shin samechei. Siv zayin. Also, likos, one is not allowed to read Shema within 4 amas of the Nifta, or in the Beis HaKvos, in the Beis Olim, in the cemetery, and if you did read, Lo Yotze is not Yotze. So this is for a very different reason altogether. This is, as the Mishnah Berurah Pesiv Kotten Tezvov explains, one is not allowed to say Shema, Kaddish, or Shadir, Kfutush, any other minion tefillas, minion requiring tefillas. The reason is we are making fun, as it were, of Rosh, a poor person. Nifta cannot fulfill mitzvahs anymore, and therefore there is a halacha that loig leRosh, that one is not allowed to daven kaddish and any other shema and any other tefillas in the Beis HaKvos. What happens if he did say Shema there? Was he Yotze or not? Mishnah Berurah Sif Kotni Yudzayin. Vim Korol Yotze. Mishnah Berurah says, why is it so? Shulchan Aruch says he's not Yotze. Why is he not Yotze? Loig LaRosh. Okay, but why is he not Yotze? So Mishnah Berurah explains, Kontzu Chachomim. Chachomim made a knas on him. They punished him. Hoil since over al divrem. Since he transgressed their words. Chachomim, therefore, he didn't fulfill the mitzvah Shema at all. For afilo yishoyge, even if it was by mistake. For Raivit choylek v'sfir lein tzorich lachzor. Velikos, the Raivit disagrees and he says, nope, if he was by shoyge, he doesn't have to go over it. Again, he fulfilled his mitzvah. Veledina, and aloch alamayse, lein kirat Shema with regards to Shema. Hiskimu achroinim, da achroinim degri, lochush, the divar Rambam, v'lachzor velikos, we hold that this wasn't yotze. Then aloch alamayse, we hold that you were not yotze. Even b'diavet, if he said Shema in the Beis Olam or within 4 amas of a nifter, but if you did, then you made a bracha, we won't ask you to say it again. Right. To recap what we covered today, Beis Hashem, we learned Siman 9 Aleph, that a person who is an oinein from the 7 koivim, he doesn't say Shema. Even if he's not the one who's busy with the kvura, he's an oinein. He's potter from kiyashma and from tefillah. Brochus as well, because anenin, and any mitzvah, Mishnah Berurah adds. Of course, anything which is an issa, he's not allowed to do. Even if he wants to be machmir, he's not allowed to. And even if there's others who are busy for the kvura on his behalf, he's still not allowed to be machmir, and the Mishnah Berurah says we even protest when somebody does so. Siv Beis told us there's a difference as to whether it's weekday or Shabbos. On weekday, everything we discussed now was with regards to weekday. He's potter mikol ha-mitzvah. On Shabbos, since he anyway can't see to the kvura, so this depends if he's busy on Motzei Shabbos or not. If he has to see to it on prior to Nacht, then he's already potter from the mitzvahs on Shabbos afternoon. We learned the Taz that says that one should daven. Mariv, on a regular case, he should have Mariv with Shema and Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos afternoon before Motzei Shabbos, because on Motzei Shabbos he will be exempt from everything. He's going to be back to his Aninus state. And in order to be mekabel al machshemaim, he should ensure to daven and say Shema prior to Nacht. The Mishnah Berurah says that Alokh Lamaaseh, we don't do that. He does, however, say Shema, but he shouldn't say any other brachas. Siv Gimel told us that somebody guarding the mace is potter from Shema. Siv Dalet said that if there's two people who are shomrim or guards, then they should take turns in saying Shema. Siv Hey says somebody who's digging is also potter. Siv Vav told us that if there's numerous people doing the job, they should take turns. And some should dig, whilst others recite Shema, and vice versa. Siv Zayin told us the concept of Lohi Lerosh, not allowed to cause embarrassment to the Nifta, Lohi Lerosh, and when it's not allowed to, therefore, say Shema within Dalet Amos of the Mace, or in fact, in the Beis HaKvos. If one did say Shema, one is not Yotze. And consequently, one would have to say it again.